Texas Realtors. Residential Buyer-Tenant Representation Agreement. Short Form. TXR-1507, Short Form, can be used for purchases and leases. It satisfies the NAR requirement for written agreements when working with buyers. The form offers two options to buyers: full brokerage services and showing services. The showing services option allows the broker to fulfill the requirement for a written representation agreement while allowing the buyer their freedom from signing a long-term agreement. For example, if the buyer just wants the broker to show them one specific property, the agreement must be specific when defining the market area the buyer wants to work in. The market area could be as broad as a county or city, or as narrow as a zip code or subdivision. The agreement could also be for one specifically named property. Under the showing services option, the broker will charge a flat fee. The fee is up to the broker and should be based on an estimate of the agent's time spent in the field with the buyer. If the broker does not want to charge the buyer for showing properties, they can enter $0 into the agreement. There must be a definite amount entered into the agreement. Showing services are limited and do not include all fiduciary duties. If the buyer chooses showing services, the broker cannot submit offers, share their opinion, or provide guidance to the buyer. They can only admit the buyer to a property and provide them with the available information. Suppose a buyer chose the showing services option to view one property. After touring the property, the buyer falls in love with it, asks the agent to submit an offer on the property. In that case, the agent must either amend the agreement to reflect the full services option by using the amendment to Buyer Tenant Representation Agreement, TXR-1505, or the agent could complete the long-form version of the Buyer Representation Agreement, TXR-1501. Having the buyer sign the long form is preferable. The short form also provides an option for full brokerage services. If the client chooses full services, the broker will enter the negotiated amount of compensation the buyer will pay the broker. Under this option, the broker owes the client full fiduciary duties and will offer them full brokerage services, including showings, advice, offer submission, and negotiations. In the majority of cases, it is better to have the buyer sign the long-form version of the buyer representation agreement, which further explains the party's duties and obligations to each other. Texas Realtors. Residential Buyer-Tenant Representation Agreement, Long Form. Paragraph 1. Parties. Addresses the parties to the agreement. Paragraph 2. Appointment. The appointment statement affords the agent the same benefits as relayed in the listing agreement, loyalty to the broker. But one should note that the BRA is unique in the sense that a buyer can actually enter into the same type of agreement with multiple brokers, so long as the market areas do not overlap. Paragraph 3. Definitions. 3A and 3B clarify the definitions of acquire purchase or lease and closing. The agent will define the market area to which this agreement applies in 3C, especially if another broker in a different market area is also representing the client. Agents should be specific in this paragraph. The market area can be as broad or narrow as the client wishes. Agents often enter the county and surrounding counties to ensure coverage, but the defined market area is ultimately up to the client's discretion. Paragraph 4. Term. There must be a definite termination date. The term could be as short as 1 day, or for only one or specifically selected properties. Some buyers are more likely to sign a BRA for a shorter period and consider a longer commitment when they feel more comfortable with the agent. Paragraph 5. Broker's obligations. The broker is obligated to use their best efforts to help the buyer find and acquire a property in the specified market area. Brokers will give their clients advice on pricing and negotiate on their behalf to get them the best deal. The broker must comply with all provisions of this representation agreement as the client's fiduciary. Paragraph 6. Client's obligations. As with any binding contract, the parties are obligated to uphold the provisions of the contract. In this case, the client promised to work exclusively with the broker in the specifically defined market area. meaning that the buyer cannot sign an agreement with another broker in that market area until this agreement terminates. Clients are obligated to inform other agents and sellers that they are working exclusively with the broker. This obligation may not seem important, but what happens when the client tours a property without the agent present? The client must inform any FSBOS or builders of their exclusive relationship with the broker. Paragraph 7. Broker compensation. The agent will fill in this paragraph with the exact rate negotiated between the parties. These rates are not fixed and are always negotiable. The disclaimer at the beginning of this paragraph adds transparency regarding broker compensation. Agents should explain to their clients how, when, and how much they will get paid. They should also explain that they will first try to receive compensation from the seller or the listing broker. If neither party agrees to compensate the broker, the buyer must do so. If the buyer purchases one of the broker's listings, the brokerage fee negotiated with the seller in the listing agreement will be credited toward the buyer's broker's fee. Suppose the negotiated rate is less than the compensation the listing broker is offering cooperating brokers. In that case, the agent can submit an amendment changing the broker's fee to the amount offered by the listing broker. The agent must be transparent with the client about this fact. The client has a right to know how much the broker will make off of the transaction. Brokers may charge their clients a transaction fee to cover the broker's transaction costs. The agent will write the fee into 7.E, open parenthesis, 3, close parenthesis, disclosing it to the buyer. Paragraph 7F is a safety clause that protects the broker's compensation. This paragraph discourages buyers from going around their brokers and trying to cut them out of the deal. For example, terminating an agreement, and then purchasing new construction from a builder. If the agreement terminates, and the buyer signs another representation agreement with another REALTOR, the protection period does not apply. Please note that the agent must provide the client with a list of properties they were instrumental in introducing to the client within 10 days of the termination of the agreement. Paragraph 8. Representations. Both parties represent that they have the right and capacity to bind each other to this agreement. The buyer must be the purchaser working with the broker, not a family member or friend who will not be a party to the purchase agreement. Each party represents that all information in the agreement is true to the extent of their knowledge. Paragraph 9. Intermediary. The agent will check option A if the client agrees to see properties listed by the broker. This option allows the agent to show the buyer both the broker's listings and other brokerages' listings. This buyer representation agreement complies with the requirement to gain written consent for the broker to enter into intermediary status. This language is required under TRELA. If the agent selects 9B, the agent may not show the client any of the broker's listings. This paragraph goes on to explain the limitations that exist without intermediary authorization. Paragraph 10. Competing clients. The broker has many agents who are working with multiple clients. In this paragraph, the buyer is giving the broker permission to show properties in which the buyer has an interest to other potential buyers. In other words, properties are not placed on hold for the client. Paragraph 11. Confidential information. Any confidential information shared by the buyer remains confidential forever, subject to the limitations in this paragraph. One of the broker's fiduciary duties to their client include the duty of confidentiality. Even after this agreement ends, the broker must not share the client's confidential information with anyone unless required by law. Paragraph 12. Mediation. Any disputes arising under the contract that cannot be resolved through informal means will be submitted to mediation before resorting to arbitration or litigation. Paragraph 1.3. Default. If either party defaults, the other party may terminate the agreement and exercise their legal remedies. Paragraph 14. Attorney's fees. The prevailing party in any legal proceeding may collect reasonable attorney fees and court costs. Paragraph 15. Limitation of liability. The broker is not responsible for any damage to the property or any injuries occurring on the property during the term of the contract unless caused by the broker. the client holds the broker harmless from any of these claims. Paragraph 16. Addenda. The agent will check all of the boxes for the addenda that apply to this contract. The information about brokerage services, IABS, should always be checked. Paragraph 17. Special provisions. Agents should avoid entering any language for which an addenda or other form already exists. Texas Realtors, R, provides many forms to its members so that agents may avoid entering language that may constitute writing legal provisions, which is not allowed. Agents are generally not attorneys and may not write contract provisions or draft legal documents for their clients. They may complete pre-written contract forms by filling in the blanks accordingly. Paragraph 18. Additional notices. All parties to a real estate transaction have a right to be represented in the marketplace. Brokers also have the right to determine what business relationships they choose to enter into, so long as they comply with federal, state, and local fair housing laws. This paragraph fulfills the requirement to advise the client that the client should have an abstract covering the property examined by an attorney of the client's selection, or the client should be furnished with or obtain a title insurance policy. Understanding and presenting all relevant information to the parties involved in a real estate transaction is vital from both a compliance and practical perspective. The agent's knowledge of the duties owed to a client and the responsibilities owed to a customer, in addition to all other representation and agency disclosures, is critical. Any attempt to take shortcuts and avoid compliance requirements will create possible license revocation or suspension by TREC should a complaint be filed. Meeting all compliance requirements enables and empowers the agent to create a more lucrative business relationship.